My next guest on as part of one of our regular segments we call Getting Green, talking to those obviously in the greening community. And we are a green community, Grand Valley, a green university just awarded. So kudos to Grand Valley State University. My next guest here to talk about green homes on behalf of Abueva Builders LLC, Paul Abueva. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Shelley.
Hey, introduce yourself and talk about your role at your organization.
So I'm the owner of Abueva Builders. So we're a residential construction company based in Kalamazoo. We specialize in providing design and build services of environmentally conscious, universally designed, energy-efficient homes.
Great. Are you busy?
Are we busy? Yeah, we're real busy. Construction's been up lately, for sure. So.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I cut you off. What were you going to expand on to, Paul?
Oh, I was just going to say that unlike most other builders, my background is in environmental science, so I come to this business with a bit more of a passion for helping our customers understand the importance of being green.
There's a customer calling.
Put
them on hold.
Well,
and we'll talk about that certainly, but first of all, you are green. You have a new LEED Gold home. What's this all about? What drove you to do this?
Concern for the environment has always been an important issue for me, coming from my degree. So one of our primary business goals has always been to be environmentally conscious. And to us, this means more than just using some green materials in our projects. I believe that being truly conscientious means that you reduce your impact through resource conservation. So while a greenhouse in the end will be more energy and water efficient, the process is just as important as the end product. So careful design can reduce our material usage, our waste, transportation costs, greenhouse gases.
Everything under the subset of greening.
Yeah, exactly. It needs to be a little more all-encompassing. It's, like I said, it's not just about the product, it's about the process as well.
Let's move into some more detail of some of the features of this LEED Gold home.
Sure. So LEED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, and many people have a misconception about what exactly a green home would be. They tend to think of just, say, using green materials in the home, but really the lion's share of the point system that's used to calculate your award is based on energy efficiency, and one of the next major sources of points is durability factor. So it's possible to have even almost a LEED Silver certified home just by designing a very extremely energy efficient shell. So one thing we did with our most recent home is that we did a 10-inch thick double studded wall, which allowed us to get basically twice the code minimum levels of insulation in our home. And then another thing that while our value or the insulation value of the home is important, it's important to be very airtight too. Air leakage definitely contributes to energy loss from the house. So we, during our construction process, we pay special attention to make sure that we are very meticulous about sealing all the gaps and cracks during the framing process, so that by the time the house is framed, we're already able to test for this leakage and further tighten it up and address some of the issues. Also, besides the energy efficiency, I also mentioned the durability. So same thing once again, as we're framing it, we like to be able to address certain flashing details, places where you would have water infiltration issues. Nothing can be more damaging to a house than potentially a water leak.
Yeah, that could catch up to you, something to intervene early. You want to talk about the return on investment, the strategy here, if you would, Paul?
There's a lot of different green features that could be incorporated into a house. But for us, we're trying to create homes that are affordable to sort of average customers. We want people to understand that being green or building a green house doesn't have to be extremely expensive. In the end, it can be, in fact, actually save you money. Or, initially there's going to be a certain additional upfront cost, but there is a payback period associated with these costs. So, for example, the insulation in a home, you know, we doubled the amount of insulation, but the energy savings alone yields about a 3-year payback on that. So for the example of the insulation, after 3 years, you're just saving money at that point, and you've already recouped the money from the initial investment. Some other things, though, that might not be cost-effective in that same strategy would be, say, for example, solar panels. It's great, you know, it's nice to have alternative energy sources, but right now the cost payback period for solar panels is close to 15 years. So while the cost of solar panels is coming down very quickly, you know, so potentially in a few years here even, that cost payback might get more into the 7-year range that we like to focus on. You know, we chose not to use that in the current home. One other thing that's similar to that is water. Here in Michigan, we're lucky to have an abundance of water. So certain features like gray water or rain harvesting, not necessarily as cost effective as maybe if you were living in Arizona or something like that.
That's great. Green homes is the topic. Paul Abueva with us on behalf of Abueva Builders, LLC, our Getting Green regular segment. So you mentioned Kalamazoo, your base, your home base. What demand do you see for this in the Kalamazoo area? And how are you helping to educate your clients on the benefits, Paul?
Well, currently there's a lack of LEED homes in the Kalamazoo area. While certain other metropolitan areas like the Ann Arbor area, Grand Rapids, over in Detroit have done a great job of embracing the LEED Greenbelt program. Here in Kalamazoo, not so much. In fact, my home was the first LEED Gold certified home in southwestern Michigan, southwestern Michigan being south of, say, about, you know, just south of Grand Rapids. Prior to that, it had been, you know, the nearest one. So there's definitely a need for that type of building in the area. And there's also a need to find some middle ground as well. Currently, communities like Grand Rapids, they are building all their habitat homes, are LEED homes. And then you have sort of higher-end homes where people have, you know, the money to invest in the green strategies. But, you know, what we'd like to focus on or where our niche is trying to find that middle ground and, like I said, make that affordable for people who are more average homeowners. I think that more people would be interested in building a green home as long as they understand that these costs aren't, they understand the payback of it, the benefit of it, and that it doesn't necessarily have to be all that much more expensive to build a LEED home. One other thing, and this isn't so much green related that we do, is we are active in universal design. And so for those people who aren't familiar with universal design, it's a basic broad spectrum system meant to produce buildings and products that are inherently accessible to all people regardless of age or ability. So pretty much everyone knows somebody who has a mobility issue. You know, it could be a result of old age or maybe, you know, a disability from birth, or maybe it's as unfortunate as a car accident that has left them in a wheelchair. So along with incorporating the green features, we like to incorporate features that improve accessibility to the house. So for instance, our current home uses a zero clearance entry. So there's no steps to enter the home. I mean, you can pretty much picture like driving down a street, you've seen some home where they've had to put an extensive ramp system on the front of the house just for that person to now be able to access their home after an accident. So what we've done is we try to incorporate those design features up front so that provided that something happens, that your home still functions for you, or even as you age, your home is still functional for you.
That's important, young and young at heart. Certifications achieved. I didn't want to forget to talk about this. Want to re-mention this?
Yes. So we achieved the LEED Gold certification. That's the U.S. Green Building Council's program for green building. It's the U.S. Green Building Council has been great. I mean, they've really helped to us to promote our home, and you know, they put us in contact with you, and you know, they'll be coming up shortly. We'll be also having a virtual tour done of the home that was helped to that they've helped organize as well.
Great. What else do you want to share?
I guess I just in conclusion, I guess I just want to say that, you know, people should expect, customers should expect a little bit more out of potentially having a home built. You know, society's gotten to this point of sort of a planned obsolescence. So, you know, the dishwasher or dryer that back in your parents' day used to last 30 years, or they might have had the same one for 40 years. I mean, now we have things that after 7 years, I mean, they're just failing. But, you know, a home shouldn't be that way. A home should be a durable good, and we should expect as much, so that when we are building these new homes, we want to build them in a way that it's going to survive. It's going to be timeless. It will last 100 years, and it should be able to address our needs not only now, but our future needs as well.
Paul, how do we carry out the conversation with you, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I can be perhaps the easiest thing is to check out my website. It's www.abuevabuilders.com, and there is plenty of information on there and contact information as well.
Thanks, Paul, as part of our Getting Green segment on a monthly basis here on The Morning Show. Take care.
Thank you very much, Shelley.